Flock is something that maybe 5 years ago, virtually no one had ever heard of. Now, all of a sudden, they're at the forefront on social media of this kind of move to say, who are these guys and who gave them permission to gather so much information about all of us, to track all of our movements? It feels like they've kind of become the poster child for big tech, big brother.
Well, clearly that's the consensus out there, and I agree with that consensus. And they're functioning really as a proxy for government surveillance of the people. And even though I'm not an attorney, there is a Supreme Court precedent that pushes back against the idea that the government can just have corporations do unconstitutional things in its name. And I believe that this situation with Flock is begging for lawsuits, Fourth Amendment lawsuits, possibly First Amendment lawsuits, who knows. But I think those lawsuits are coming, and I'm hoping that they will rule in favor of the privacy of the American citizens.
You know, one of the things that stands out so much to me about these stories that surround Flock is that, again, no one really voted for this, right? No one requested that this company is doing what it's now doing. We've watched this take place where they go to city councils, they get into different cities, and yes, there's approval. It's kind of like the data center thing and the way that all goes down. But there's such a pushback now that even James Fishback, who's running for governor of Florida, and he's doing pretty well in the polls right now, one of his primary stakes as you know, part of his campaign is to ban Flock cameras from the entire state of Florida. I mean, it's becoming that big of an issue where so many people are saying, where is our voice in this? Like, how do these tech companies just come along and decide that they're going to gather all this? And because, as you pointed out, they're a private company, it's somehow not illegal.
Well, yeah, also what you just said there, I agree with, but also Flock has resulted in false positives where completely innocent people have been misidentified as car thieves, for example, and have been stopped by police, sometimes aggressively, sometimes at risk of perhaps violence being committed against them if they don't respond in the way that the police expect. But you know, if you're driving your car that you paid for down the road, you should not be arrested by police just because a Flock camera misidentified your license plate. Yet that has happened. In addition, police are abusing these cameras. As you know, there have been numerous cases of law enforcement officers at the local level stalking sometimes, romantic interests and using that to basically stalk women and then to pull them over. And I guess try to ask them on a date. That seems like the strangest thing imaginable. But it's just a small taste of the law enforcement abuse that we will see if this isn't stopped.
Yeah, I think we call that negative aura, to use Flock cameras to track down your potential date.
Right.
But I do think it's a point worth making. We mentioned it earlier. 21 police officers so far have been caught abusing this system and abusing it in one particular way. The reality is that the entire system is abuse from the top down, the way the entire company is structured. I also find it hilarious that those who have spoken out against them online have gotten cease and desist letters from attorneys for Flock saying people are saying bad things about us. And because they're saying bad things about us, cease and desist basically clowning us on social media.
Right. Well, I have a round file for those letters if they send me one, because I understand my First Amendment rights, as you do very well. But the real threat here, and what's totally insane about this, is that we, the taxpayers, we are paying for the public roads to be built to provide an infrastructure for freedom of transportation. And yet that infrastructure is now being weaponized against us through the Flock cameras that turn over this private data to the government to be weaponized against us in ways that you have just described. We are told by the Flock company that they delete that data after 30 days. Mm. Personally, I don't believe that claim at all. I mean, you believe the ATF deletes, gun purchase records after a period of time? No, they keep everything forever, and they weaponize it against you forever. And if they can leverage it against you at any day in the future, they will do so. That's clear.
Yeah, oh, that's definitely clear. And again, because these are private companies, there's zero oversight. There is nobody you can go to in Congress and say, well, let's get some oversight of what they're doing. Because again, they're a private company. Well, we have the right to do whatever we want to do. I also find it fascinating, we talked about this earlier as well, that Flock gathers, because it's collecting data from so many different sources, right? It's not just from its cameras, but it's then using that data from publicly accessible databases, and in some cases, they are taking stolen data breach data and they're incorporating that into their system as well. That alone is outrageous, but it's happening, and I'm sure it's not just Flock that's doing that.
The augmentation of data, as you just mentioned, another metadata that can be acquired through various third parties, combined with your vehicle movement information that they are gathering, is a real threat to the safety of Americans, especially women, as we've seen how some of them are being stalked by police officers. But imagine if a local law enforcement organization has a dirty cop. That's never happened before. A dirty cop sells the information to, I don't know, a gang or somebody that wants to carjack you because they know that you happen to be a person of wealth, or that you may have something that they want, such as a child in the back seat of your car, and they get paid a finder's fee for making sure that your child is kidnapped because they can access the Flock camera data and they know about your movements. That is the threat that almost nobody's talking about, but it's a very real threat, and this is why we have to ban Flock cameras and similar technology nationwide.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think the idea that, well, listen, you're going to be much safer because of this and we're going to cut down on crime. The reality is that I would challenge anyone to show statistics to show that these kinds of cameras actually reduce crime or reduce the number of carjackings in any city. And even if they do, which I doubt they do, what is the trade-off for that? So in order to lessen something over here, we're going to all hand over essential liberty on this side?
Right. Well, you know the saying, when people give up their liberty for security, they end up with neither, and they don't deserve either one either. But hey, if you want to stop crime in America, it's simple. Stop the printing of dollars. I mean, that's the greatest crime, I would say, is the mass theft from everybody. But I know that's not the focus of your show, so pardon me for that. But there are many other priorities for stopping crime. Mm-hmm. You know, what about the arrests from the Epstein files, for example? Like, go after the actual criminals instead of trying to weaponize and criminalize the American people. They're just trying to drive down to the grocery store or go to the bank and get a little bit of cash out without some cartel finding about how much cash they have because there's a dirty cop that shared the data that they got from Flock. You see what I mean?
Absolutely. And again, to the point that we were talking about earlier, the reality is that none of this is happening in a vacuum. There is not just, well, there's Flock cameras and, well, they're monitoring streets, they're monitoring areas near schools. The reality is that all of these things are being linked together. We've talked for years about how the United States is becoming more and more of a surveillance state, but we have accelerated into that, especially with AI technology. And what people need to understand too is that AI does not necessarily make any of this better. It actually makes it less secure. It makes it less honest in so many ways, because it begins to, AI will morph video. It will make assumptions that are not necessarily based in fact, and that's hugely problematic if you're trying to create a system of justice.
Absolutely, I agree with what you just said, and I would add that what I think these Flock cameras are really for, in my opinion, is to enforce the coming energy lockdowns. As there will be increased scarcity of diesel fuel and increased pricing on other fuels, you know, because of stemming from the war that we're currently dealing with. Just like we had COVID lockdowns, we will have energy lockdowns, I believe, beginning later this year in the United States, and the enforcement of that will come down to these Flock cameras. And if you are caught on the roads, they can either just send you a fine, or they can come to your home and arrest you and take you away to, I don't know, an energy lockdown center to prevent you from using the public roads, or whatever they decide to do. It depends on the jurisdiction. And in, you know, the New York Supreme Court has ruled that the state can take you out of your home and put you into a pandemic center against your will, even if they only suspect that you are infected. So that kind of logic will probably be applied to more and more topics, including energy.
Certainly hope we are not facing energy lockdowns at any point in the future, certainly not this year, but I think certainly the groundwork has been laid for it. And if they are coming, it seems to be that everything seems to be in place. I'll give you the last word specific to that before we go.
Well, this is, you know, people condemn China for being a place that has no freedom and there's a CBDC and you're tracked and monitored. Well, that's what's happening now all across America. Mm-hmm. So America is becoming what we used to condemn other countries for pursuing. And if you tie this to a CBDC, then it becomes very clear. Oh, if you travel too much, then maybe they won't let you buy gas any longer, because now we have programmable money. Or if you tweet the wrong things online, they won't let you leave your 15-minute city radius. They can track you and they can enforce that. So there are all kinds of, you know, nefarious scenarios for malicious enforcement and weaponization of this technology. And of course, every single one of them will come true if we don't stop this. If you'd like to help support us, check out all of the affiliate deals I put together for you at rangerdeals.com. And if you go there, you'll see I have selected, I've done due diligence on all of these affiliates. There's really not that many, but we have partners like Battalion Metals, co-founded by Tucker Carlson, Ness's Organic CBDA Hemp Extract, Above Phone Models that are de-Googled phones, Red Life, here's the peptide company, Limitless, you know, Petmectin, and so much more, including the Satellite Phone Store, VP.net. And for almost all of these, you can use discount code RANGER here, or sometimes it's something else like Brighteon 50, but normally the discount code is RANGER, which will save you something on these deals. Now, we do earn a little bit off of these affiliate deals, but it's no additional cost to you, and it helps support our platform and our work for humanity, including our AI projects that offer free open source knowledge in multiple languages. You can check those out at brightlearn.ai and brightanswers.ai. So thank you for supporting us. Check out rangerdeals.com anytime you want to save money on really high-end products and solutions that I personally endorse. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thanks for watching.